So we're going to treat you to a little thing right now so that Mac shows off that 10 years of working on that well-deserved award. And he's got a little song he's going to play for you now that it's kind of like a Rubik's Cube on the guitar, I would say. Is that correct, Mr. McAnally? Huh?
Well, it's a handful.
It is a handful. All right. Okay. Well, let's get the drummer out of here and then we're okay. All right. You got it. Let's go.
Thanks, Mr. Jimmy Buffett, for the privilege of playing in front of you folks on this beautiful evening. When I was a kid on the front porch in Mississippi, I was a little coral reefer in waiting. I was trying to learn to play the guitar. I figured out Pirate Looks at 40, and I felt pretty good about myself. I learned Blackbird by the Beatles and a couple of Johnny Cash songs. I was thinking I had a future, you know, and I ran across this one little song and I could not figure it out. It's a beautiful little melody written by Duane Allman a long time ago. And I was doing my best, but I couldn't figure it out. I asked everybody I knew that had a guitar and they said, "I don't know, man, that's too hard." I got a little bit better and I started playing up at the State Line Honky Tonks in Tennessee, and nobody up there knew how to play this song either. Got a little bit better still and I went to Muscle Shoals, Alabama to the studios there and I started playing in those studios. That's where Duane Allman cut his teeth. He had learned to play session music in Muscle Shoals, and I knew some of those guys knew about this song, so it took me a while to get up the nerve to ask him, but finally I said, "Somebody explain to me why I can't figure out this song." And they said, "Because, you idiot, it's two guitars." I'm not especially bright, it turns out. I was mistaken up to that point. It's a beautiful melody that Duane wrote. And even though it's two guitars, I've got it figured out to about 65-70%, which is mildly impressive on its own. And when I get up to the full bandwidth of what I know, I make some more crap up and I keep on going, because that's the way life works for me so far. Tonight, this is Little Martha with a Big Mac on the side. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you.
Mac Baganelli.